This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello and welcome to the Pit Mailbag Show from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I'm your host, Chris Carter, here with Abby Schnallwald, one of our great college beat writers here at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. As always, you can read our work at post-gazette.com. You can find all of our podcast content at Post-Gazette Sports when you search Post-Gazette Sports on your favorite podcasting apps, as well as on YouTube. Like this, if you enjoyed, subscribe to this channel to get all of the daily content that comes out from our podcasting network, including the Monday, Wednesday, Friday episodes of the North Shore Drive podcast. All right, Abby, we got a lot to talk about this week, and particularly because of we will have some recruitment talk, but it's a big week in the NBA because it's time for the NBA draft, which does start this Wednesday, and then it goes into Thursday. It's a two-day process this year. So there's also that to consider, but I think there's a lot to look at here that people are going to be asking questions about, and that's what we got questions about. So I wanted to focus on that. Of course, two Pitt players prominently in the front of the discussion as far as will they get picked to go. But let's take the questions from the people who submitted them. Abby, we got Nick here who leads off. Let's start with the big question. What's Bob Carrington's NBA draft stock right now, and will he definitely go in the first round? Abby, you've been able to keep track of this. You were able to talk to Blake Hinson beforehand. We both kept a close eye on the Pitt team throughout last season, and now at least it seems like, and according to NBA draft experts, Bob Carrington has improved his draft stock.
Absolutely, yeah. I think how he did, going to various teams and working out, because, you know, that happens sometimes under the radar, you know, the combine. He's risen up, and I would be shocked if he didn't go in the first round. I don't necessarily think he is a lottery pick, although I wouldn't be terribly surprised if he managed to sneak into that 10 spot. But I really think he's anywhere from like 12 to 20. And I think that just goes to show you what he was able to do at Pitt. I mean, when you open your season, your freshman season, with a triple-double, and then you just continue to really show what you're capable of. Yeah, there were some ebbs and flows there, but that's going to happen for just about any player. That happened for Blake Hinson. What he was able to do with the season already put him high on some teams' lists, and then just seeing how he's been able to work in this off season has been really really highly touted as well, which has been able put him up higher in that list. I think he was a first round pick before, but now I think he's an even higher first round pick.
I certainly agree. A lot of people said what he did at the combine really impressed people, how he showed up there and how he's competed throughout this process and worked out with teams. And I think a lot of people were wondering, like, you know, he's young. How young is he? He's like, you know, he's 19, you know, that part. But like, how will that translate to his game? And there's a lot of people who ask him the questions. Will that, will that translate? Will that translate into success? And there's also a lot of people say, like, hey, he's young for a reason, and that's going to actually end up benefiting him. But there's a lot of different directions that things could go for Bob Carrington. Looking at different mock drafts as far as, like, where some experts that keep track of this have him going. If you look to yahoosports.com with Kristen Peek, she has Bob Carrington in her latest mock draft going 13th overall to the Sacramento Kings. That's pretty high. And then you have other places – like the Ringer or ESPN that have him going 20th overall to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And yeah, like you said, not in the top four. He's not going to those lottery picks up way up there, but him being a first round pick, that's still something that does not happen very often for the Pitt Panthers.
No, and you know, you mentioned his age. I think his age is honestly a bit of a benefit here because, first of all, raw talent wise, you know, he's got it. And now a team can really take him and groom him into what they want him to be, groom him into what is going to best fit their team. And I think that's a huge benefit because when you have older guys who have been playing in the same system for 4, 5, sometimes even 6 years now, that's a little bit difficult to try and train them your way because they're so cemented in what they have done. Blake Hinson did a year under Jeff Capel, which obviously did well for him, but it makes him a little bit, like his age, it makes him a little bit more able to kind of form. And that's a big benefit for NBA teams right now because, you know, the game is constantly changing. We say that about college. It's the same in the NBA. And I just think that that's a benefit for him because he's already really talented and he's eager to learn.
Absolutely. And I think if another thing that works in Bob Carrington's favor, like you said, about the eager to work, the eager to learn, he knows how to conduct himself so well. And when you talk to a kid who's 19 years old, and I say a kid because he's still a teenager, that impresses people. Like, you know, his maturity, I talked to him exclusively for an interview that we're going to be featuring as part of our coverage for the NBA draft. And even now, like, you know, I was the same way when he was in college. You know, now that he knows he's going to the NBA, and nothing's changed. He's very professional. One of the big quotes that I got from him, he said he wants to be a professional, not a pro, because he's like, there's a difference between the consistency that you're asked for. And I'm like, oh, that's really good. But all that being said, I think that Bob Carrington is definitely going in the first round. I'm like you. I'm eager to see how high in the first round he goes, because if he goes, you know, in the top 10, that's amazing. But even as long as he's a first round pick, I think that legitimizes what people have seen in his talent. So to answer your question, Nick, yes, his NBA draft stock is up there. He should definitely go in the first round unless there's something that's been completely hidden from a lot of people out there. But let's switch on to our next question, sticking with the NBA draft, because Bob Carrington's not the only guy. And Adam asks, will Blake Hinson also get picked in the NBA draft? Abby, you did a story covering Blake back before he got to play in the G League Elite camp, where he did impress people. What do you think about Blake's chances of getting drafted this year?
Hold on. I'll backtrack. Blake Hinson is the type of player that you want in the NBA. Mm-hmm. However, I think unfortunately for Blake, there are a lot of people higher than him on the draft boards just because of what they were able to do in their collegiate careers, as well as just their overall talent. Blake Hinson's a phenomenal player, and I think he will get on a professional team. I don't think he's going to get drafted, though. I think he'll get become a free agent, get signed, maybe a two-way deal where he's playing for the G League affiliate of the pro team. And, you know, that's honestly good for Blake because Blake thrives in environments where he is considered the underdog. And if he is going in as an underdog, you know, he's going to put his 110% in no matter where he is. Yeah. But
this episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Having him on a G League team really allows him to have something to strive for in that, okay, he knows he wants to be on that NBA team. He wants to be on that roster. So he's got to show out in the G League, and I think he will. And it's unfortunate that he likely won't get drafted because he is a really talented player. I think one thing that does go a little bit against him is his physicality. He even said it. A lot of people were a little worried that he just wasn't as fit as some of the other people in the draft, which is crazy to say because he's a very fit guy. But, you know, it's the littlest things that can dock you down. And so I don't think he's going to get picked in the draft, but I think he's going to get signed to a team in some manner.
I also think it's important to remember some of what – after the first round – it is a lot of politics about who does get picked in the second round because, you know, we had it sourced that Justin Champagne, when he came out from Pitt and he was a first team all pro or first team all ACC guy, and he was a big name player. But when Justin Champagne came out, when he didn't get picked in the first round, he didn't want to get picked in the second round because he wanted to be able to sign with the team that he knew wanted him. Whereas if you get picked in the second round by a team that doesn't think as highly of you, you might get stuck at a track that kind of ruins your career. And that happens to a lot of players. So there's a bit of politics to be played as well in this area where it's not just about who get, you know, it's not just about getting picked and who gets picked. It's about making sure you're picked somewhere or signed somewhere that sees your future the way you want to see your future.
Absolutely. Like, you know, you want to go to a team that is going to invest in you just as much as you're going to invest in him or in them. And that's like you said, it's a little bit of a politics game. It's building a puzzle for the team. And then it's finding your shape and which team you fit the best in. And sometimes that doesn't mean that it's going to be the top team. Like, going to the Celtics may not be Blake Henson's path, but maybe it is one of these underdog teams. Cause again, I think that's something that's so cool about Blake Henson is he knows how to work. And I think he wants to find a team that's going to push him to be the best. And, you know, it's almost a benefit that he might not get drafted because of the fact that he's able to, you know, wiggle around and be a little bit more flexible.
Absolutely. I think the same way. If Blake Henson gets drafted, great. If he doesn't get drafted, he will be signed somewhere. He's too good of a shooter to not get signed. And like you said, I think you put a chip on that guy's shoulder, he going to enjoy proving a lot of people wrong. I think he's been an awesome player for Pitt. And I think that whoever gets him in the NBA is getting something really special there that could develop into a serious threat in the league. But let's switch away from basketball. Hugh has a question for our last question of today's show. Who are the new Pitt football recruits that came this weekend? Now, there were five announced Pat signals from Friday to Sunday. And if you don't know what the Pat signal is, Pat, that's just the tweet that Pat Narduzzi puts up when Pitt has a new verbal commitment and he's not allowed to say that he's directly talking to him. He's just following the NCAA rules. But that's how we've all been able to kind of keep track of how many players come in. So that being said, Pat Narduzzi put up five Pat signals. We now have four commitments since that Friday that have been made public, but that does mean that one's still potentially floating out there for to be publicly announced. Now, granted, we're recording this Monday mid-afternoon, so that could all change in about 20 minutes after we finish recording, as it happens so many times when we do this show. But to go over those names, Abby, starting from Friday, Torian Chester, an offensive lineman out of Georgia, Albany, Georgia, a three-star. All these players, three-star players, by the way. There's Khalil Sterling, a 5'10 wide receiver out of Miami, Florida. He committed Saturday. And then Emmanuel Taylor, a taller wide receiver at 6'2" out of Virginia Beach. He committed Saturday as well. And then finally Sunday, the team got a commitment from running back Cinquan Smith, another three-star prospect out of Roswell, Georgia. And also we saw an update here. Akram El-Nagmi, the international recruit that they brought in about a little over a week ago, the 6'6 guy from England, he has also been classified by Rivals as a three-star athlete. And with that, all of the commits, all of the 17 total official commits that we know who they are right now are all three rated three-star athletes here. Now, this last one could be a four-star guy. It could be anyone there. But, Abby, to me, it's very interesting to see, you know, the amount of three-star guys that have been on this list. And it does make me wonder, will this recruiting class land a four-star guy?
I honestly, you know, everyone looks at the star ratings. You know, you want a four, you want a five. I think sometimes the three-star guys are better for programs. And here's why. Is because a three-star guy likely isn't coming in with an ego and likely knows that they may not be the top of their class, but they're going to work hard. And that's what this team needs right now, is they need hard workers. Sure, would a four-star, five-star guy be amazing to add in just an initial boost of talent? Absolutely. But sometimes you don't – I feel like Pat Narduzzi is really trying to set his team up for the long term rather than a quick fix. And I think that's a good right now, especially with where the program is at. And so, yeah, do they not have a four-star right now? Yeah, and, you know, you want one for sure. I think there's still plenty of time for them to get one. However, I like the amount of three stars. I think that's a benefit because they're going to come in ready to work because they know they're not the top guy, but they want to show that they can be the top guy. And so, you know, stars are great and all, but I think sometimes you find better teams that don't necessarily have those high star guys.
I mean, let's face it, some of the best players that Pitt got weren't four star, that Pitt's had produced weren't four star guys. Kalijah Kansi was a two star prospect. No, Kenny Pickett was not a four star guy. Jordan Addison was not a four star guy. They've made the most out of those situations. And I think it's, like you said, it's the approach. It's how seriously they take their job and how they look at it. But still, you'd like to get more four and five star players, because those are often the players that make the biggest differences for the programs, just numbers wise. You know, across college football. So, but with that being said, like to answer Hugh's question here, there have been five commits announced this weekend. We know four of the names of those commits. Waiting on the fifth, we'll see if there will be a four-star or five-star commitment to Pitt in this recruiting class. But as it stands, according to Rivals, they rank 31st in the country as far as recruiting classes go for this year with their 17 total commitments. We'll keep you up to date and see how that goes throughout the rest of the process. Abby, thanks so much for joining us here on the Pitt Mailbag Show. And ladies and gentlemen, Abby about to go on vacation, so you ain't gonna see her for a little bit. But Abby, thanks so much for doing this show with me. Let me know where to find you, follow you, and what you got coming up.
Yeah, first I just want to say it's been a blast doing the Pitt Mailbag.
Absolutely.
I'm sure I'll be back eventually, but for now, I'm peacing out. I'm going to Greece for 2 weeks. Very excited. Yeah, you can follow me at Abby Schnabel, Schnable. You know where to find me on the website. It's Abby Schnabel. And then my email is at @post-gazette. You can find me. I'll be heavily involved in Pitt volleyball reporting this year. So make sure to stay tuned.
Absolutely. She's Abby Schnabel. I'm Chris Carter. And this has been the North Shore Drive podcast. This is the Pitt Mailbag Show. I do too many podcasts, y'all. But thanks to everyone for tuning in to another episode of the Pitt Mailbag Show. You can read all my work at post-gazette.com, just like you read Abby's. We'll keep you up to date all week long with NBA draft updates. Be on the lookout for the stories that we have from Bob Carrington and Blake Hinson about their journeys to the NBA draft, where they end up going. And we'll keep you up to date with all of that here. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you later this week here from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's podcast channel. Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.